So, wir haben jetzt schon eine Rundfahrt in Mullaghmore Moor hinter uns und sind gerade auf dem Weg zu den Dog Trials. Das ist ein Charity Sheepdog Trail Event. Sei nicht so häufig, dass es hier Schäferhund Competitions, also Wettbewerbe gibt. Und wir kämpfen uns gerade, beziehungsweise Christoph kämpft sich gerade durch eine Schlaglochpiste. Es windet, das Wetter hat sich schon fünfmal verändert. Von 50 Shades of Rain kann man hier nur sprechen, aber jetzt gerade ist es sonnig nicht, windig, bewölkt, aber es regnet mal nicht. Und wir haben jetzt hier vor uns eine ganze Menge Autos und hier sind verschiedene Schäfer aus ganz Irland versammelt zu diesen Trials, die dann ihre Hunde trainieren, um Schafe in verschiedene Richtungen zu lenken. Und jetzt kommen uns gerade vier kleine Schafe entgegen mit Hörnchen und ein schwarz-weißer Schäferhund, aber ein irischer Schäferhund, also kein deutscher Schäferhund. Also deutsche Schäferhunde haben wir jetzt noch keine gesehen. Und diese irischen Schäferhunde, die sind schwarz-weiß hauptsächlich und sehen ziemlich niedlich aus, lauter Leonie. Gell, Leonie? Ja, die dürft ihr angucken. Wir hoffen nur, dass wir nachher wieder rauskommen. Wir haben Vierradantrieb, das ist ein Vorteil.
Differentialspar.
Es wird Kaffee gebraut.
Das ist gut.
Das ist sehr gut. Und hier springen verschiedene Schäferhunde. Wir haben jetzt die Regensachen mal eingepackt. Wir sehen jetzt hier ganz viele Geräte. Und wir hoffen, dass wir dann nicht uns dann abschleppen müssen. Genau. Also am Fuße des Ben Bolben, hinter uns ein Schloss, das Schloss vom letzten Einhorn sein könnte, haben wir schon gedacht mit den ganzen Wellen und drumherum. Vielleicht hat es ja inspiriert. Wir sind jetzt momentan auch in Yates Country und Bram Stokers Mutter hat ja auch bei Sligo gewohnt. Also viele, viele literarische Inspirationen und natürlich dann auch Hunde. Heute geht es um Hunde und Schafe und nachher ums Reiten. Also viel Spaß. Okay, wir haben uns jetzt hier vorhin verkrochen, wo es nicht ganz so windig ist. Wir hoffen, dass es besser zu verstehen ist. Okay, we are at the Sheepdog Competition today and let's meet our first guest.
My name is Ned O'Keefe from County Kilkenny. It's in the southeast of Ireland.
And you said you're a sheep farmer.
I'm a sheep farmer, yes.
Yeah. How many flock do you have?
At home I have 160 ewes and I also work on an estate where there are 1,000 ewes.
Okay. And how many sheepdogs do you have?
16.
16? That's quite
yes.
A lot.
Yes. Need a lot of dogs, yeah.
How did you come to that job?
When you're a sheep farm, you always need a dog. So dogs come with sheep. You know, you can't have sheep without a dog. So it's just brought up with it. Yeah, yeah.
What kind of breed of dogs do you have?
And they're Border Collies.
Border Collies.
Yes. Yeah.
They're the best for that job.
They are. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. They're the most intelligent. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How long do you need to train the dog in order to put it in the field with the sheep?
It can vary from 3 weeks to 6 months. It varies on the dog and on how much training they can take. Mm-hmm. Some dogs are gifted, some dogs are not so gifted.
Same with people, isn't it?
Identical, yeah.
Okay. What is the most... what is the thing they have to train most?
To respect the sheep, not to abuse the sheep, and to balance. Most dogs have balance, but it's to work the sheep properly, with respect. After all, the sheep are your livelihood. Mm-hmm. So,
do you have a trick that you think that's the most important one?
No, there's no tricks. It's the Border Collie is an intelligent dog and they're bred. It's their instinct to herd. So we just harness the flanks and the stops and the little things we want. So it's good dog, it's easy train.
Tell me about your farm.
I'm down in the southeast of Ireland. It's a fairly high up farm. It's about 700 feet above sea level. It's wouldn't be anything like this now. This is very exposed here, but it's a nice area. And where I work then, there's 2,500 acres on the estate, so it's quite a bigger scale. So it's fun.
Okay, so you have the whole family involved? No,
just myself.
And it's quite a lot of work to do, isn't it?
With good dogs, it makes it easy. With bad dogs, it makes it very hard. But with good dogs, it's easy. Mm-hmm. So.
And you shear the sheep yourself, or
I get contractors in to shear them.
Okay.
Yeah, it's too much work.
Okay. So what is happening with the wool?
Yeah, the wool is a disaster at the moment. It doesn't even pay. It doesn't come near the cost of shearing them. It's a pity, mm-hmm. but that's farming.
So it's normally used for textiles or
textiles, cardboard industry and that. But they're all disappearing now. So it's all timber now.
But are there funds from the EU or not?
No. Nothing. No.
Okay.
Nothing.
Because as I know in Germany, you get some in order to on the Swabian Alp, or I think also in Scotland there was money from the EU before the Brexit.
No, you get nothing here for wool.
Oh, okay.
No, so you just have to put up with it. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you have so much cattle, you don't just produce wool then, but also meat probably.
Yes, yeah.
So meat is better?
Meat is where the money is, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no money in wool. It's meat.
Okay.
Kilos of meat. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
So do you normally sell locally or?
Yes, yeah, it's all local, yeah.
Okay, so if someone wants to have good meat, you give the address?
Yes, good, yeah. good, very good meat.
Okay.
Yeah.
How can people get your meat?
Well, they can contact us, Corramore Estate, Port Law, County Waterford, where I work. That's the best. Yeah.
Okay, so you also send meat,
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we supply a local factory as well, but we do supply locals with meat. We can.
Okay.
Yes, no problem.
So, if you give me the address later, I will also put it there.
I will indeed.
Okay, that's great.
Thank you very much.
So, how did you come here?
We came up yesterday evening. Mm-hmm. It's been run for a very good cause, children with cancer. So, any good cause is always worth supporting. So, it's we came up yesterday. It's about 4 hours away. So, mm-hmm. we'll go home about 3 or 4 o'clock this evening.
So, what do your dogs have to do in the competition?
Well, they have to go up and get the sheep are about 400 metres away. And they have to go up either on the left or right-hand side and bring the sheep down in a straight line in a proper manner without abusing the sheep. And then you have to drive then in a triangle. It's a right-hand drive today. You drive away to the first gate, then a cross drive. And then you bring them back to the shedding ring and you split the sheep in two. And then you put them into the pen. Mm-hmm. And hopefully you please the judge.
Okay. And there's a time limit for that?
There is, yes. I think I'd say it's about 12 minutes. Okay. I would think, and I don't know what the time is. It mightn't be set yet. There's only a few runs gone yet.
And what does the winner have to do?
He has to do it perfect. it's all about straight lines and good work. Good workmanship, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but you're not allowed to be close to the sheep. You have to be far away.
Only when you're shedding the sheep.
Okay.
Or when you're penning, that's the only place you can be close to them.
Okay.
So, yeah. You can't leave the post until the sheep come back into the shedding ring.
Okay.
So
that sounds interesting.
It can be a challenge, yes, yeah. With young dogs, it's a big, very big challenge. But it's, every day is a school day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all about learning, isn't it?
it's all about learning, it is.
Yeah. So, eine Dame steht mitten auf dem grünen Feld, das Schloss im Hintergrund. Ich habe keine Ahnung von Hunden, habe ich vorher feststellen müssen. Aber es sind also Border Collies und die müssen jetzt eben diesen Weg mit den Schafen gehen und versuchen, die Schafe einen bestimmten Weg zu treiben. Und das scheint hier ganz gut zu funktionieren. Der Hund geht um die Schafe rum. Es wird gepfiffen, vielleicht hört es auch. Ich weiß es nicht, ob das Mikro nicht alles rausfiltert. Aber der Hund geht in Deckung, geht um die Schafe herum und bringt sie dann dadurch in eine Richtung. Die Schafe sehen eigentlich ziemlich gechillt aus, laufen aber eigentlich schon in eine Richtung, ich hoffe auch in die richtige. Und es geht über Signal, über Pfeifsignale. More competitors, competitors. So, can you introduce yourself?
I'm Eugene McLaughlin from NHL down in Donegal.
So, yeah. How do you happen to be here today?
This is a charity event, so we came to support it, you know.
And how many dogs do you have in the competition?
I have two dogs in the competition.
How old are they?
Pardon?
How old are the dogs?
3 and 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
When is the best way to train a dog like that?
Just when it's about maybe 9 or 10 months, start easily with it, you know, and just as gradually goes on, and they're never fully trained. Wouldn't that be right, Tommy? Yeah.
So it's lifelong learning, isn't it?
Lifelong learning. It's like everything in life. You pick up things days that, you know, comes different to you and all. Yeah.
How many flock do you have?
We just have 100 yos myself, like, you know, that's all.
Do you do sheep for wool or for meat or for?
For food, you know, lambs, fattening, like, just, uh-huh. Yos and lambs, you know, that's all.
Best one in Donegal.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
So, when does your competition start?
It started here at 8 o'clock. There's going there at the minute there, so there probably could be 80 or 90 dogs here. Yeah. I would say there'll be about 80 or 90 dogs for this trial, because the trial's been held for a young boy, you know, sick.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you know, he's from the region here, or?
Must be, isn't he, Tommy? Right. The young fellow is sick. That's been run for. He's run from right here somewhere.
Ava's Pink Tie.
Aye.
You know that. Charity Eva's Pink Tie.
Yeah. Pink Tie, yeah.
That's what's been run for.
Yes, yeah. Been run for, yeah. So, when did you come here? Yesterday or?
No, we came here this morning. We left the house about 6 o'clock this morning. You know, come here.
That's early.
Yeah. Aye.
Okay. Do you have your own sheep to have around, or just other farm sheep?
No, they're. The sheep belong to Martin here, and he's just running the trial, and we just compete on all his sheep, you know. When you go to a trial, it's always somebody's sheep, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many trials are there during the year?
The nursery start around October, and the final is in February, and then the opens would run for really May on, really.
Yeah.
From May on, and then the All-Ireland Championships will be in August, usually around that, and then the International will take place, top 15 in Ireland, would represent Ireland, and either Ireland, England, Scotland or Wales, you know.
Are there global ones too?
Yeah, there would be, aye. There's even a lot of Lydia ones here from foreigners, you know. Yeah, different countries, you know. Different countries come here to compete.
Is it difficult then with passports and stuff for?
It's got more difficult for now, like, because we need passports and vaccinations for your dog, and be tested before he goes to another country now at the minute, you know. It's difficult now at the minute, would be. More than it used to be. We used to be fed up with the dog and just go to England or Scotland, no problem, like, but not the case no more. Yeah.
Have you found any other problems because of the Brexit?
No, not really be for us, like, but...
The passport for the dogs would be the biggest problem we would have now. You can't travel free like the way you used to, like. You can't get on the boat. But I'm going to Scotland now, like, in July, and I don't think I have any problems with that, but Brexit has caused a bit of a problem, like.
It definitely has.
Yeah.
What would be a good solution, Northern Ireland, Ireland, in your sense?
Well, the problem is, even now, if Ireland is, when you're going on to another country, it will be still the problem. Like, but England leaving the EU would be a problem, just now is it. You know, when it's all 1 year for to travel freely, you know. That was a big difference. wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, Northern Ireland and the dogs, Ireland's all one.
Yeah.
You know, there's only one team goes over.
Yes.
Northern Ireland is part of it.
Yeah.
As well, like, and that...
And what the agreements the government has made, like Ireland's, Northern Ireland has some, like, bypass, you know, some kind of easing of restrictions.
Restrictions are the biggest problem also with people around here, not just the dogs. So that...
Restrictions is the biggest problem, yeah.
So COVID and restrictions politically...
COVID was worldwide and everybody was locked down and you couldn't go nowhere. Like, but when the COVID ban is lifted, you still kind of travel freely, you know, the way it is now at the minute. That's just the way.
So I hope the weather is getting better today for you. Otherwise,
so.
You're winding away.
Yeah.
But thank you very much for your time.
Right, thank you.
If you sell meat, I can also put your data online so that people that are in the region can get your meat, for example.
Yeah. Well, my lambs would either go to the market or the factory. You know, you know, we wouldn't produce them for ourselves. You know, it'd just be, you know. It'd be a Labrador, you know, Abattoir rather.
So which market would they have to go to?
Well, we can either go to Stornorla and Hudson Balbofay or Raffoe and Donegal, and Raffoe's and Donegal as well, and Anishon Mark in Carndonagh. So you can go to either one of them. You can take them freely, like anywhere you want, really.
Yeah.
Within, you know, travelling distance, you know, for yourself, like economic sense.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, thank you very much for your time.
Das war die Episode zu den Sheepdog Trails. Schafe sind in Irland oder sind eines der Symbole der Grünen Insel. Immer wenn man irgendwo irgendwelche Fotos sieht oder oft wenn man Fotos über Irland sieht, dann sieht man eben Schafe auf einer grünen idyllischen Weide mit Bergen und dem Meer. Ähnlich wie in Deutschland gibt es auch Schäfer und Schäferhunde. In Irland werden die Border Collies bevorzugt als Schäferhunde verwendet. Grund genug für uns, eben auf einem dieser Sheepdog Trails, Sheepdog Competitions vorbeizuschauen. Ich hoffe, dass dir die Episode gefallen hat. Wenn du gerne mal mit uns auf Tour gehst, dann kannst du das machen im Herbst, im Oktober, bei unserer Fotoakademie in Tempelhaus. Die letzten Tage und Wochen hatten wir sehr viel nettes Feedback von euch bekommen, mit Fragen, zum Beispiel über wie reist man am besten nach Irland an und so weiter. Wir haben uns jetzt dann überlegt, okay, das interessiert vielleicht noch mehr und es ist nicht immer noch mehr von euch und es ist nicht immer Inhalt für eine komplette Episode oder für eine Episode. Deshalb haben wir eine Facebook-Gruppe aufgebaut, die heißt Erlebnis Irland. Ich verlinke sie dann noch in den Shownotes, genauso wie nochmal unsere Fotoakademie in Tempelhaus. Ansonsten wünsche ich euch einen ganz tollen Tag. Bis bald, euer Chris.